This is Miss Shure and Miss Johnston, and we are going to teach you how to make a graph using Excel.
So the data we're going to use for our example here, we got off the DC Metro website, which you see right here. We're over here at AU, so we're going to use the information departing from Tinleytown AU, and this gives you all the different stations. The regular fare is what we're interested in, and the distance to those different stations.
So you're going to highlight your data, and then you are going to copy, and then go to your Excel and paste that data into your Excel.
And we're going to use Paste Special just to make sure it shows up in the right. We want text here instead of HTML. So, okay.
And there you go. Now, if you don't, we have a lot of data here, and we are only interested in the regular fare and the miles. So what you can do is delete those other columns.
So we'll start with this one that's in between the two we want, and we can just delete that out. And then these two as well, just so we don't get confused.
Just press delete.
And then the last one, this is the time. Of course, we might be interested in doing that as a different graph at some point, how long it takes to get to the different places, but for now. All right, great.
So now what you'll do is highlight your two columns that you want to graph. And then you'll see that up above in your bar, there's a chart wizard icon, so click on that. And here's where you get to choose what kind of graph you want.
Now, even though we are trying to make a line, we don't want a line graph because notice that'll connect the dots. So what we're going to choose is the X, Y, the scatter plot.
If you want to see what it's going to look like, you can press the press and hold button. And then we can click next.
Okay. So this section, it's as long as you've highlighted things right, this should already be set up well. One thing here. It looks like they're graphing two series for us, series one and two, and the reason for that is that we highlighted three columns over here. So this series one, they say, is blue dots. Notice there aren't any blue dots because that whole column was empty, so we can remove that if we want. So now we just have our series two.
Here you can give your chart a title. We're going to call our chart price versus distance on the metro. Price versus distance on the metro.
All right. And our x-axis was our first column here, our first column over here. And so that was our, actually, you know what? Maybe we should set our x-axis as the distance.
Yeah, maybe our x-axis should be the distance.
So let's go ahead and type in distance, and we'll go back and change it.
And what we can do is go back, and our y-axis will be the price.
Okay, and so we're going to go back real quick here, and notice here, I just saw this now, is that they put the prices down here because that was the first column we highlighted, but we actually want that to be our dependent variable. So we can change this, our X value, if we click on this button here, we're going to highlight, instead of this column, we're going to highlight this column.
So those, that will change our independent variable.
Okay, now I click
to
here.
To the miles. And then we also want to change our dependent variable, our y-axis, to be the price.
So we'll just highlight that. And there we go. Good. All right, so let's go back and hope they saved our... Yeah, good.
Now let's put, with my distance, let's put miles, just so we know...
Oh yeah, good call.
Just so we know what we're talking about.
Always a good idea to put units. And then... price would, of course, be in dollars. Okay. One thing is that notice they have over here this little box that says series one. If we were doing two lines, we might want to describe each one, but since we only have one, I think we're going to delete that. So we go to legend. That's the little box that says series one, and we're not going to show our legend. All right?
Great.
One thing we could do if we wanted under grid lines is to notice this only has the horizontal grid line, so we could put in grid lines along the x-axis as well. I don't think it's really necessary.
I don't think it's necessary for this graph, but good to know how to do.
Okay. So now we could choose to put it in a new sheet. Down here it would go to sheet 2, but I think we're fine because our sheet's pretty empty right now. Just making it a new object. And so there's our graph.
There's our graph.
Okay.
Let's say you wanted to make a trend line for this graph. What you can do is on a Macintosh, on a PC, what you can do is right-click the data, and it should give you the option to add trend line. So click on add trend line, and you can choose whether you want a linear or a logarithmic or a polynomial or any sort of trend line. We're going to just go with the linear trend line.
Yeah, I think we saw this was pretty obviously linear.
And if you click on options, you can have the Excel display the equation for you. So that is an option.
Wow,
we can click on that.
All right, so we're going to display the equation on chart and make our trend line. Okay, and then let me just close this here. So there you can see our trend line. We can even go through and, you know, delete a couple decimal points if we want. But as you can see, it makes a pretty good line, our data. And now we have the equation, which we can use to do all sorts of predictions.
Hope you enjoyed our lesson on Excel.
And good luck making your trend lines.